This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended his time at the Group of 20 summit on Sunday trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control. In a news conference to a prepared list of reporters Sunday, Biden said his fellow G20 members, they know me, I know them, we get things done together. Sydney's international airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. White House Press Secretary 42-year-old Jen Psaki said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
The Georgia Secretary of State disputes President Trump's claim over voter fraud.
President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia in the 2020 presidential election was the first time a Democrat had won that state since 1992, but then President Trump did claim there was voter fraud involved. You may remember he demanded that Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, find the votes to overturn the election. He made that request in a phone call a few days after the polls closed. Now Raffensperger tells NBC's Meet the Press the numbers never supported any of the claims of the former president.
He said there was 10,000 dead people. There's less than five. He said that there were thousands of felons and there was less than 74. He said there were 66,000 underage voters. There were zero.
Raffensperger also appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, where he said he would gladly take part in any interviews with the Fulton County District Attorney with regards to an ongoing investigation into former President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the Biden administration is allowing unvaccinated illegal immigrants into the United States, they are placing these folks in communities throughout America. Now, with the vaccine mandate by President Biden, Americans across the country are losing their livelihoods. Dozens of firehouses in New York City are forced to close because of the layoffs. One Colorado teacher is speaking up and says this is bad for education. Benjamin Helgeson on Fox News.
They informed me that despite the religious exemption, my presence would cause an undue hardship and that myself and my colleagues would be placed on unpaid leave through the remainder of the year and beyond. You remember when, I don't know if your viewers have seen Clark W. Griswold, when he got his letter from his boss about being in the Jelly of the Month Club. You know, it was like a bag over the head and a punch in the face, quite honestly. And beyond that, gut-wrenching and surprising because we actually took all the steps necessary in order to be granted our exemption, so it was a surprise in the worst way.
The school district has told teachers not to talk to other teachers or students.
That's a million-dollar question. Honestly, we didn't do anything wrong, so there was no reason to be punished that way, and basically, I'm at a loss for why they would have said that. And in response, we did file a suit, basically saying that that was discriminating against our freedom of speech rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live. And you thought this was going to be easy, right? Hey, but we keep fighting, and I thank you for coming alongside. You know, for the good of all concerned, we need to get this country back on track. It is about it's about God and God's people. That's really what it all comes down to. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, my favorite pastor and president and founder of American Faith, the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm just trying to reschedule my trip to the Vatican to meet with the Pope, find out if I'm a good Catholic.
Lord have mercy. What a mess. And I was going to ask you, first of all, before we get into that, because we've got to do the most important things. Tammy's birthday was just this past couple of days, and I'm sure all went well. You didn't have to jump out of a cake again, did you?
You know, I didn't, but I think she actually got worn out. We had so many birthday parties for her. She was calling it birthday week. So, and now she's birthday week.
Right, exactly. Well, good for her. Well, happy birthday to Tammy Hotzenpiller. It's, we appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Thank
yeah,
you
this, so much, this whole situation, yes, this is brain bruising a lot of Catholics. And I'm waiting, you know, for the Pope to come back and go, what is he talking about? I didn't. You know, he obviously doesn't understand the language I speak, and I only speak 20 of them, and English a bit haltingly, but how he could come away with a takeaway saying it was okay for him to receive communion, although I didn't see the Pope giving him communion, but I didn't hear the Pope say anything anyway either, so it's just crickets out of the Vatican here. What the heck is going on?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think, first of all, for Catholics, and I respect Catholics, it's a tragedy that a president would claim to be a good Catholic and carry on the way he has. So that's the first thing I want to say. Second thing is, this Pope is the most globalist Pope that we've had since the beginning, and his alignment with some of the same policies as Biden are clear. And then third, I doubt very seriously if the Pope said, you're a good Catholic.
That's kind of
my threefold take on the whole picture.
Well, I've said for quite a while, you know, they refer to Joe Biden as a practicing Catholic. And as a Catholic, I say he needs more practice.
Yeah, you know? He is definitely a practicing Catholic.
I mean, with all due respect, this is, you know, and for the weak answer he gives back that he can't impose his perception on other elected officials. I mean, then who are you? You know, are you just an empty suit here that you have no values, you have no ethos to be able to stand up and say this is really what you believe in? And, you know, and it's just it's really a sad commentary, and it's a sad example to the rest of humanity to think that this is excusable. You know, Phil, I want to be held to a higher standard myself. I'm not claiming perfection, but I want to be able to take a stand and say this is what I stand for, and people to know who I am and what I am about, and not about some sort of made for caricature because of some federal election or position.
Well, it's been said that, we get the leaders we deserve,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that America may or may not have voted him in, but he is the president. A vast majority of people did vote for him, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He is our president right now, and I really believe that in politics, all is fair. I mean, they just, the least of his problem is claiming to be a good Catholic. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the evidence of his life points more to being a really bad individual who mm-hmm. has ignored the law. The Bible says in the book of Judges, the last verse, every man did what was right in his own eyes. So there was no king in Israel. Well, clearly there is no king. We ruling that country of Israel at the time. But what we have is that the fulfillment of that last word, every man did what was right in his own eye. Mm-hmm. So when we see lawlessness the way it is, I mean, I think there's 36 New York fire departments that are going to be vacant today because of the vax mandate. That means there's 36 communities that are not going to be well served just from that one decision alone. And I believe, mark my word, between now and the 12th of November, there's going to be some real shakeups happening. I think there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of walkouts. I think this is a critical season right now for standing up against this, what I call an illegal mandate of private businesses.
Well, and they know it's an illegal mandate, but this is what the Democrats do, and some of these, and particularly Democrats. I mean, I've got to really put it at their doorstep because this is where it belongs. They're responsible for this. They know that they can get away with it for so long, and their hope is that people will either just get used to it, they will accept it, and move on. I mean, this is what Barack Obama, how he conditioned the voter politic, and then came Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, just still to this day gives him brain damage. I mean, I don't know if you saw, they had footage of Donald Trump at the World Series game last night. And people were losing their skulls over Donald Trump. Donald Trump was, responding like everybody else. I mean, it's like, hey, it's the Atlanta Braves. And, still some people want to take exception to that. And I think when they did a survey and a ruling on it, they discovered that it was less than, really less than 1%. Of American Indians that were offended by the Braves or the tomahawk chop, and in fact it kind of gave them some sense of identity and sense of pride, I guess. But here you've got for 1% of the people causing all this ruckus, and of course anytime Donald Trump's around, that's an issue that the mainstream media just has to get brain bruised over, whether he was invited or he got his own tickets or whatever. I mean, with him, there just has to be controversy, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, here's the fact. He's the most exciting thing to report on in politics. Mm-hmm. What are you going to report on Biden, that he pooped his pants in Rome? I mean, that seems to be the rumor right now. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's like the most exciting thing that's hitting the news right now. And instead of what are we doing to protect our national identity, our military, how are we strengthening them? What are we doing in education? I mean, it's just like, I don't know what else he could mess up. I really don't know what else. I'm trying to think in my mind, is there anything he's done right? I can't think of anything he's done right.
That was my question. That was my question to another Democratic strategist. I go, help me out here. Give me something right here that we can celebrate together. And he wants to talk about this robust economy, and that, they knew that this disruption in the supply chain was going to happen, and they've been studying this since February. I mean, that's shades and memories of what they did, he and Obama, with the N1, H1, situation that took them over 8 months to figure out what to do. I mean, can you imagine if they were here, if they were in place, instead of Donald Trump? My goodness, where would we be today with COVID?
Right. Yep, exactly. Well, we clearly have a lack of leadership, a lack of good leadership for sure. And time is telling a lot of things. And I think there's been a lot of people that have flipped on this one and they say, oh, boy, I made a big mistake. Yes, you did. And it's costing all of us a lot.
We'll see if Tuesday offers some redemption here out of Virginia. What do you think? 20 seconds left.
Well, if it's a fair election, I think it's going to be a big change for Virginia. That's my theory.
Let's pray. Let's pray, ladies and gentlemen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, interesting, you know, you mentioned Joe Biden overseas, and here the big push on climate change. Not a big whoop, lot of stuff happening there. I mean, all the king's horses and king's men there just kind of looked at each other. And I mean, they just don't know what to do with this this issue about climate change. I mean, they just, I don't even think they believe in their own narrative anymore. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't think anybody really believes it deep down. I think for some reason there's this mindset that, and I think it reaches back into the 50s, probably before, but at least in the 50s, that this planet cannot sustain mankind.
Yes.
And we have to figure out how to deal with it. And the only way we know how to deal with it is we've got to blame somebody and try to do what we can. And it's because there's a lack of eternity in their soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that lack of eternity, that global picture of what God is doing around the world, what you do is you become your gods, and you have to manage what you think is yours versus what's God's. And that's the only way I can actually make sense out of this.
I think you're exactly right. We've been saying that. The eugenicists have arisen once again. And these, you know, from Margaret Sanger in the turn of the century, you know, these ruling elites that just said, hey, look, somehow God was deficient in his design and didn't make a planet big enough to handle the population. And so what if America, you know, cancels the births of 60 million people? You know, that's, you know, we got to call the herd. And certainly, you know, with Margaret Sanger, the initial target was people of color, you know, because, you know, they're of no worth. And so, or of little worth, you know, somewhere between no and little, and worthy of extinction. And so this has all been the process. Bill Gates, others, the World Economic Council, this is what it's all about. In their brains, they have determined that the Earth cannot sustain, what are we at, 7 billion now? 7 billion going to 8? You know, so, hey, something's got to give, and whether it's climate change, it's all contributing to this. It's all indicative that we're being irresponsible. But I start with, you know, point one, are we honoring God's creation? I had one professor said that it was interesting. He said that the first thing, the important thing for their movement was that they had to treat the earth as sacred. And I said, well, how about treating each other as sacred?
Yeah. Well, you know, Romans 1 kind of unfolds this whole idea of this, you know, spiraling out of control of mankind and how we exchange the truth about God for a lie. And then we begin to worship the creature rather than the creator. And there's many steps downward in that spiral till finally God gives them up to a base mind. And that's what I really see happening is the mind is not functioning the way God intended it to. So reason has left the room and doesn't seem to be coming back. And that's why it's so shocking to those who know God and who walk in a reasonable mind to go, how can they think this way? It doesn't make sense. And you know, I've heard that I don't know how many times in the last year. This doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, and that is a result of, in my opinion, Romans chapter 1. This
is
spiraling out of control of the human mind.
Yeah, why do you complain about not having safe neighborhoods, but you want to defund police, you want to get rid of them? And then if that's not enough, we're going to do a mandated vaccine, and now we're going to lose more. I mean, where do you...
Well, you know, there's an old saying, follow the money.
Yes.
Most of these things always go back to the money. And I think when we look at the vaccine, the latest nightmare is mandating children vaccines. Mm.
Right.
But there's some real collusion going on because the biggest people who are publishing content and pushing the vaccine for children, you know, are really Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, and CBS. But all of them are respectively owned by News Corp, AT&T, Disney, Comcast, and Viacom, which in turn are all shareholders of the Vanguard Group, State Street Corp, and BlackRock.
Right.
So what we have here is they're all in bed together, and they're all in bed together to make money. So people might say, well, Fox is conservative. No, Fox has got a few conservatives. It's not conservative, but they're still pushing the money thing.
Right.
And that's why, you know, when you really listen carefully, you go like, well, this sounds it's more like about the money. Mm-hmm. And that's true because Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock also own the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
Exactly. Yeah, people do what they get rewarded for, and they're getting rewarded big bucks here that the Treasury has opened up. You're exactly right. And when we talk about Vanguard and State Street and BlackRock, that's the deep of the deep state. And people don't understand this because, you know, and I just say all you got to do is you go from one network to another. I mean, I'll go from Fox to even, you know, from Fox to CNBC, and all of a sudden you go, I thought I changed the channel. The talking point is similar, you know, and they're all echoing the same talking point, all in the name of news. No, when they're all doing that, I think that's what we call propaganda, right?
Yeah, it is. And if you control the narrative and you say it long enough, people will believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, somehow people believe that free stuff is the way to get ahead in the world. And so we have this huge labor shortage because people simply don't want to work. I traveled to Michigan for a speaking with the Reawaken America tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed at a hotel, and every single employee there was from Jamaica. And I said, what gifts? And the guy running the hotel said, I can't find anybody. And this is a large hotel.
He
had a staff of probably 500-600 people.
Right.
And he said, I can't find anybody that wants to work.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is amazing. Then we were in Colorado and stayed at another resort for a couple of days. And everybody was from the Philippines or Romania. Again, I asked the manager, same answer. I can't find anybody who wants to work. Well, when did that day happen? I can remember the day when I'm trying to find a job, but all of them are filled. You know,
exactly.
Young high school, college student.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, same thing. I was at Trump's Doral in Miami, and the manager there was doing everything. I mean, he's running around with his hair on fire. And what's going on? Well, hey, we just can't get anybody to work here. I mean, a beautiful hotel, world-class hotel, and, you know, where tips abound. I mean, this is a great place to work there, and they can't get employees. And the danger of all this, Phil, is the labor force is being conditioned to check out, and they're losing their step. Each day they're out of work, they lose just a little bit of brain exercise and acumen. And I mean, this really mediocritizes them. This is very, very dangerous where we are right now, and people buying into free stuff. There's a price to be paid, and what's the next thing that's going to happen is people are going to be enslaved. And you know, as it is right now, we're losing our freedoms on a daily basis because of this Marxist socialist movement that's taken over our government.
Well, how about this? It may be that the illegal immigrants coming in are the only answer to our workforce. How about that for an answer?
Well, of course
because
they are.
We certainly don't have one here.
Of course they are. I mean, we've absolutely annihilated a labor force. 60-some million babies have been aborted. That's an entire labor force. That's a generation labor force that's been annihilated. So where do you think you're going to get them? Sure. And then here they come in and repopulate this country, and they have no idea of freedom. All they got an idea of free stuff. That's it. I mean, they are going to be preconditioned from the get-go, as opposed to, you know, the early revolutionaries and patriots of our country that their focus was freedom. And here you've got all these people coming into America and their focus is free stuff, free health care, free education, free stuff. What kind of country are you going to build out of those elements, Phil?
Spoiled children. That's what you build.
It's pretty scary where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, look at... you know, we can pray that something of a magnificent supernatural way happens that is a sign to everybody, you know, in these two elections, not only in Virginia, but also in New Jersey. You've got a critical election going on there as well. So we'll see what happens. I mean, this is the start. And then, you know, again, then we got the midterms. But, Phil, every day we have choices to make. Are we going to choose freedom or are we going to choose enslavement? That's really what's before us, isn't it?
It is. It is. And these are critical watershed days. And I know that may have been said before, but these really, really are.
Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Nina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended his time at the Group of 20 summit on Sunday trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control. In a news conference to a prepared list of reporters Sunday, Biden said his fellow G20 members, "They know me, I know them, we get things done together." Sydney's International Airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. White House Press Secretary, 42-year-old Jen Psaki, said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And, oh, do I have some great news for you. The third annual Cancer Community Awards is celebrating those making impactful change. Their national awards program shines a light upon the unsung heroes in cancer care with more than 100 nominations across 5 award categories. And we're honored to have one of the award recipients with us, Tama Hargraves, and we'll tell you more about her in just a moment. But just for a little background here so you understand what all is going on. Well, despite the extraordinary challenges over the last year, the way in which we diagnose and treat cancer continues to progress at a rapid pace. Amid a pandemic which has disrupted access to health care for many, the diverse community of health professionals, researchers, caregivers, advocates, educators, and many others is working tirelessly to create meaningful change that helps improve quality of life for people with cancer. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards as we refer to them, are part of the Your Cancer Program. It's a community engagement initiative launched by AstraZeneca to spotlight grassroots heroes of cancer research and patient support, helping to redefine care. As I mentioned, we have one of those heroes with us, Tama Hargraves. She's the Lung Cancer Initiative of North Carolina, winner of the Catalyst for Change Award. Tama, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So how exciting for you, first of all, to participate in this. I mean, you're a cancer survivor yourself, so as we would say, you got a lot of skin in the game here, right?
I do indeed, yes. I'll be a 15-year survivor, lung cancer survivor, on November 9th.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. And, of course, you don't do that without the support of your family and a network of team members that gets you to this point to where you can high five and say, look, I've survived 15 years. God bless America.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what are the Cancer Community Awards and who do they recognize?
Well, there are five categories for this award, and it's across the cancer community. So there's Catalyst for Change, Catalyst for Care, Catalyst for Precision Medicine, Catalyst for Equity, and the President's Award. I was nominated for Catalyst for Change because along with the Lung Cancer Initiative of North Carolina, we do fundraising and things like that and provide grants for research. But we just decided, and it was upon my recommendation, that we do something directly for patients. Because we realize if patients can't get to the care that they need, their survivor rate is going to go way down. So it was really important. And of course, now, look at what the gas price is going up. This has been a program that's been going on for several years now. But in my particular case, I only live 30 minutes from where my cancer treatment was. But a lot of these patients in rural North Carolina especially, they may have to drive 150 miles round trip to get to care. So we wanted to do something directly that would benefit patients. Unfortunately, the Lung Cancer Initiative supported this initiative as well.
Well, what an excellent idea. Was this one of those 3 o'clock in the morning, wake me up and give me this idea, download it and share it with everybody kind of experience?
It might have been, but I also volunteered now at the cancer hospital where I had treatment, and I saw directly how patients were impacted, you know, and they were getting the treatment they needed, but they needed that other support, like food or gas cards or whatever. And so that kind of opened my eyes to I was very blessed with what I had, and so we just decided we had to do something to make sure that patients could get the care they needed.
Exactly. And what a practical idea. And this is some of the stuff that's missed out in dealing with, you know, cancer. It's like, where do you start? What do you do? Well, you know, like you say, food, gas. And, of course, even now, what I'm more concerned with, Tom, and I know you are the same way, is the cost of gasoline going up the way it is. I mean, this is going to have a huge impact. And your idea there with the Lung Cancer Initiative of North Carolina Access to Care Gas Card Program, this is brilliant that this is offered to help patients who travel, it's estimated, more than 300,000 miles to their treatment.
Right, exactly.
Well, this is absolutely brilliant and a great idea, and I know people are being blessed for it and will continue to be blessed. Now, the Your Cancer Program aims to engage the oncology community in the fight against cancer. Why are community partnerships so important in cancer care, and what role does your organization play?
Well, my organization, the Lung Cancer Initiative of North Carolina, is one of the very few statewide programs just for lung cancer. And there are a lot of national programs, but what I really love about our organization is that we can actually focus on the issues that affect North Carolina. And so I'm involved with other cancer organizations throughout the country. But this has been really important to me because then we can see the actual face-to-face benefit of what we're doing for patients. So it's a good program. Lung Cancer Initiative certainly cares about many things as far as lung cancer. And, you know, I'm just giving a shout-out. Lung Cancer Awareness Month starts November 1st. So we want people to realize that this is an important program.
Exactly. Well, you know, for you as the winner, $50,000 award that was donated to a nonprofit organization serving the cancer community. Boy, that's blessings all around. Blessings for you because you get to give for them because they get to receive, right?
Absolutely. I told them I was not going to fundraise for them anymore for 2 years.
Well, I certainly you deserve a break. But something tells me, Tama, that you're just a natural fundraiser, so you're just going to naturally do what you do anyway. So I'm sure they got the joke, but I know in your heart that you will continue to fundraise, even if it's in some sort of, you know, passive sort of way. But certainly you're gonna be in the spotlight, you know, now going forward for this next year, because you will always be the winner of the C2 Award, and people will loud your praises, and just by being around and telling your story is going to encourage people to donate and participate in local communities like you've done.
Well, Bill, you've actually pegged me, because I'm pretty competitive that way, so I like to I'll keep fundraising. You're right.
I know you will. I know you will. Why is it so important, Tama, that cancer care extend beyond just advancing medicine and treatments?
Well, if we can't get the patients to care, we're not going to be able to make the advances we need to make in cancer research. And, you know, I was treated at a teaching hospital, a university hospital. And my son's an emergency medicine doctor, and when I got diagnosed, he said, get to a teaching hospital, that's where the cutting-edge treatments are. And he's absolutely right. That's exactly what we needed to do. So, but I was fortunate. I lived with, you know, like I said, within two major cancer centers. Not everybody has that advantage. And so, you know, in order for us to make advances, we need to do small things like this for patients.
It really is a holistic approach, isn't it? Because, you know, as you're suggesting, you know, the patient themselves is so critical. You know, their attitude, their sense of hope and optimism all plays into this, you know, into the team that is assembled around them, you know, to combat this disease. Isn't that what you experienced?
Oh, exactly. And in my volunteering that I do at the cancer hospital, when I usually go in and meet a patient when they're newly diagnosed. And my nurse navigator always, it's not about me, but my nurse navigator always says there's somebody else in this room who's had lung cancer. And they look around, and then she'll point to me, and their eyes get big. And then I'll say, yeah, I'm 15 years, and I was stage 3B when I was diagnosed. So I was not early stage cancer. Excuse me. And it gives them hope. That's what the whole thing is about. It's giving them hope.
Exactly.
And to make a difference. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Tama Hargraves, congratulations on many levels. I mean, for the award, for being a survivor of cancer, a spokesperson, an encourager to others that you're serving, that you, because you're wired that way and that's your heart. And, you know, God bless you. Thank you for coming on and telling us your story. Remind everybody, as we say goodbye, where they can go for more information about the awards and your work.
Sure. They can go to yourcancer.org. To get more information about the awards and what the organizations are doing.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world is temperature.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, Bill Martinez Live or show.com, either one will get you there. And you can check out the host of, all these interviews that we've done on your behalf to go beyond the 8-second soundbite. We go deep and bring on the experts, let them advance and enlarge your knowledge and understanding what's going on, whether it has to do with COVID, whether it has to do with, you know, the president overseas, climate change, open borders, all these things that we're dealing with right now, because it is critical for the survival of this democratic republic, for as long as it shall be, that we be an informed electorate. Okay, we just cannot count on the mainstream media, the legacy media, to do their job anymore. I mean, clearly, they're in the bucket. I mean, Phil Hotzenpiller pointed this out again, that they're all controlled. And I know this was new revelation for many people. I think it was about a month ago when we had John Fleetwood on, and he had done a deep dive. And since then, there's other people that have looked into the influence of, these three major corporations, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Predominantly, they're the ones that control a huge majority of these institutions, whether we're talking the mainstream media, entertainment today, and on and on. And most people think, oh, it's China. I mean, and they love that you think it's China, because this keeps them in the dark or deeper in the deep state, so to speak. But these are the lever pullers. These are the ones that are conditioning us and telling us how America should be. And, it goes back to, as he said in Romans 1, we've exchanged the truth for a lie and we're buying into it, and they love it that we are. And along the way, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to surrender God in the process. Can you imagine that? I think that's Adam Holtz in the background. Do we have Adam with it? Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I was hearing a little bit of bump and scratch, and I thought, okay, well, maybe he is on with us, and I just didn't hear the connection. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com joins us now from Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I was just cracking my knuckles in preparation for another week as a culture warrior, so that's what you heard in the background.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, whatever it takes, because
right.
we have to take it on. I mean, you cannot, you really can't fold, because when you think about, let's go back, I mean, the culture and its power of overcoming thought and influence, it's always been around, even in Jesus' time. I mean, look what Jesus did to the cancel culture, right? And the culture was, you know, these predominant, supposedly self-appointed religious folks that thought they had it together. They took the Ten Commandments, made it 10 million commandments, and went on and on. And they were the ruling class. They were large and in charge. And look what Jesus did to them when they brought, you know, the woman who had committed adultery. And they were all puffed up thinking, hey, we got him now. And here it is. You know, what are you going to do? They expected Jesus to pick up a stone and be the first one to cast a stone. But Jesus, being who he is, said, look at, hey, how about you? You know, whoever is without sin, you be the first. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, that's how you cancel the cancel culture.
Right.
You hit them right between the eyes with the truth.
Right.
And it takes truth tellers to do that. If you're not a truth teller, well, then you're defenseless. I mean, you know, you don't even have a sling and a rock to go after them. But if you're a truth teller and you know on whose rock you stand, then you can stand and confront these people, because what they're doing, it's to their own demise. It's nobody
right.
wins when you're buying into a lie and you follow. You know, you follow their program, and that's what I say. You know, follow it to its end game. What do you have? Are you better or are you less?
Right. No, that's exactly right. And the only people who benefit are, you know, a relative handful of oligarchs at the top of the pyramid. And ultimately, you end up with something that doesn't look very much different than communist Russia did at its height, right? I mean,
yeah.
Because you have power that's concentrated in a few hands. And whatever rules they make for the rest of us plebeians,
yeah.
they don't subscribe to themselves.
Of course
not. And, you know, honestly, that's the way it's always been. That, you know, when we talk about the arc of history, that, my friend, is the arc of history. And our experiment in democracy is an exception to that rule. And so I think as we see the corruption, as we see the power and the control, and we, you know, we shine a light on it for what it is, you know, people say, oh, the arc of history, this or that. I'm like, no, the arc of history is corrupt, self-interested people at the top doing whatever they want. And democracy and this experiment in America and elsewhere in the world is the only thing that has ever stood against that on,
yes.
on a historical level. So
it empowers the free man.
Absolutely.
That's what it does. And how dare you think in terms of liberty? We are
right.
the ones, we are the bastions of liberty. Oh, yeah, really. And then meanwhile, then you get these other plebes who are useful idiots and
right.
echo what these oligarchs. It's like, wait a minute, you know what? You're not an oligarch. And you're not going to be up there in the penthouse suite. All you're doing is you're doing, you know, the heavy lifting for them. You're doing
right.
all the damage. And then guess what happens to you?
Right.
History says you get obliterated. So,
right.
you know, so the very thing you're fighting for is the very thing you're not going to get. And you may have a moment of high-fiving and celebration and that sort of thing. But when push comes to shove, you're going to find out that, no, your utopia just doesn't happen. It's another false flag.
It is a false flag. And, to go back to your story about Jesus, what I love about that story is, you know, Jesus says, woman, where are your accusers? Is there no one here to condemn you? Neither do I condemn you. I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
No, but that's right.
But then he says, go and leave your life of sin. And
mm-hmm.
so on one hand, we get absolutely life-saving, life-altering and transforming grace. And on the other hand, it's never at the expense of truth. And I think that's one of the things that falls by the wayside in our culture so often is we get a distorted understanding of grace that isn't grace at all. And we get people who claim to know the truth, but it's not truth at all. And even if it gets close, sometimes that message of grace falls by the wayside as well. And so,
You know, we're called to be like Jesus. We are called to absolutely stand firm in the, you know, in the center of the conversation, in the center of the stoning, and, you know, cry out for truth. But we also do that with grace. And that's our challenge, is not let the debasement of the other side debase us in the way that we stand up for truth, right?
Yeah, because the bottom line, Adam, after all is said and done, it's about freedom. It's about liberty.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, really, that's really what we're fighting for. I mean, when it comes down to it, is that at every turn, are we promoting, are we adding to liberty, are we taking away from it?
Yep.
You know, and I cannot accept liberty that is at your expense, because that's not liberty at all. Right?
Right.
And so this is what God gives us as the ultimate judger, the righteous judger. It's all about liberty. I mean, you think about it. What is the ultimate that you would want but to have freedom?
Right.
And America gave us a little bit of taste of that. Now, you look at Israel, and I was talking with, I think, Pastor Phil earlier today about this, is that when the Jews were, you know, extracted from Israel, here they are liberated. They've suffered all these years of slavery, and they're given freedom, God-given freedom. And along the way, he's showing them, look it, I'm the source of your freedom. I'm the source of your provision. I'm the source of the vision and the guidance where I'm taking you. And here, if you will rely on me, it will go well for you. And all you got to do is follow my laws. I mean, because these laws are so ingrained, they're intrinsic in the makeup of the universe. You cannot violate them any more than you can violate the law of gravity. If you do, there are consequences to be paid. When it comes down to it, isn't it that basic?
No, it is that basic. And what did they do? They said, well, we want a king. You know,
they couldn't handle it. Yeah,
they couldn't handle the freedom. Right.
How is America different than that?
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure I have a fast answer for that. I mean, I think ultimately, I think, as so many people have observed historically, that when we get fat and happy and start voting to ourselves the largesse of the state, the thing is destined to fail, because we're no longer concerned about unity. We're concerned about ourselves. And I think when we devolve, and I'm not sure how this connects directly to what we're talking about with the Old Testament, but when we devolve into self-interest at the expense of other people, we're in a terrible place. And when we enshrine that in law and vote that into place, and certainly I think we're on a slippery slope right now with, you know, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. I'm like, well, what reality do you live in?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, at what cost? You see?
And at what cost? Absolutely.
You see, and to me, the cost is your freedom. Your own liberty is going out the door. And you think, oh, well, wow, you know, I've got $3,000 more a month here. This is going to be great, the whole deal, and I don't have to work, and I can do this. No, that's not the way it works. We weren't made to retire.
Right.
You know, God said, be fruitful and multiply. And here it is. You've got forces that want to dumb you down and to steal your fruit and to limit your growth. Because above it all, again, you got the eugenicists rising that really believe, Adam, at the core of all this, they do not believe that this earth can sustain the population that we have right now, literally. And they feel like, you know, calling the herd is no problem.
Yeah.
And however way we do it with COVID, we do it with, you know, climate fear, whatever we can do to, you know, call the herd here. We're about God's work, right? Like as if this is God's work. It's not God, capital G, our almighty God. It's their own God's work. That's who they're working for.
You're right. You are absolutely right. And obviously we didn't get to movies today, but you can come check out reviews for everything in theaters at PluggedIn.com.
Hey, they've got everything right there for you. Again, we appreciate all the great work from the team at PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, the director of said entity, has been with us, as he is every Monday. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
You
God bless
well.
You. You got it. Bye.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.